Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Kitchen Garden magazine offers down-to-earth advice to make sure you get the tastiest produce from your plot. Packed with hints and tips on growing your own fruit and veg, it's perfect for beginners and experts alike.
We have a very special subscription offer for our podcast listeners. Get the printed magazine and free seeds delivered to your door, an interactive digital version for tablets and smartphones, access to a 10-year back issue archive, and exclusive content on the KG Subs Club website.
And all this could be yours for just £4.99 a month, an absolute bargain. Go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk/KG264 for all the details.
Trouble-free tomatoes. From cracked or slow-ripening fruits to no fruits at all, blight-battered foliage or an outbreak of whitefly, a lot can go awry with your tomatoes. But forewarned is forearmed, says Benedict Van Heems. Understand the threats and take action now to ensure trouble-free toms. Nothing, and I do mean nothing at all, matches the sweet, mouth-filling flavour and rich aroma of home-grown tomatoes. It's the reason they're top of most gardeners' must-grow list every year. Whether it's a greenhouse chock-full of vining tomatoes laden with their juicy fruits or a hanging basket of pick-and-pop-in-the-mouth cherry toms, they're justifiably the nation's favourite. Most of us, most of the time, manage to grow at least some fruits, though it can be a perilous journey to reach that destination. Aphids and whitefly, blossom end rot and blight, cool weather and poorly ripening fruits. It seems there are plenty of obstacles to that oh-so-heavenly moment of bliss. It's easy to get discouraged by the setbacks, but a few precautions should see you sail through to a trouble-free harvest. So whether it's impertinent pests, devastating diseases or finickety fruits, now's the time to take a stand by planning for a less eventful path to harvest. Get to know your enemy, put defences in place, and plan your counterattack. Bye-bye to blight. It's a common source of despair. Your tomatoes look fantastic, a mass of vibrant foliage and burgeoning trusses, when all of a sudden they succumb to an efficiently ruthless attack of blight. Tomato blight, or more correctly, late blight, is a danger during warm, wet weather. At first, foliage and fruit become covered in brown blotches, and then plants wither and collapse, often with alarming speed. The simplest way to avoid blight will come as no surprise. Grow a blight-resistant variety. There are a few to choose from, with one newcomer in particular, the F1 hybrid Crimson Crush, able to shrug off blight as if it were a mere sniffle. But what if you want to grow an old favourite, perhaps a heritage variety of exceptional taste? Wet foliage serves as an entry point for blight spores, which is why this fungal disease rarely gains a foothold in greenhouses or polytunnels. So prioritise indoor space for vulnerable tomatoes and avoid wetting the leaves at all costs by aiming the watering can or hose right at the base of plants, which, after all, is where the water is needed. It goes without saying that infected plants should be removed and destroyed at the first signs of blight, so as to limit its spread. Enough food. Another common disease, more correctly a nutritional disorder, is blossom end rot, though it can be avoided simply by giving your tomatoes the nutrition they need. Blossom end rot is the result of a combination of dry soil and a lack of calcium, forming sunken patches at the fruits. Regular feeding with a liquid tomato feed is all that's required to keep blossom end rot at bay. It will also prevent many other mineral deficiencies, which often appear as discoloration within the leaves. Follow feeding instructions very closely and especially ensure plants in confined areas, like pots and grow bags, get the food they need to grow strongly. And drink. Watering is a balance between keeping plants quenched while avoiding a sudden rush of water after hot, drying conditions. A long drink after an arid spell will cause water to literally flood developing tomatoes, which causes them to split. Somewhat confusingly, wilted plants can be the sign that the soil or compost they are growing in is either far too dry or far too wet. Hopefully, which of these causes should be obvious. You can avoid sodden, drowning roots by planting into containers with plenty of drainage holes at the base and then raising the containers off the ground so that excess moisture can drain freely away. The aim in every instance should be for consistent moisture. Water freely and regularly when it's dry, paying particular attention later on in the summer when plants will have lots of foliage and developing fruits. Outdoor tomatoes can benefit from a mulch of well-rotted compost at the height of summer to keep roots cooler, slow evaporation and lock in more of that precious moisture. Fight the mites. Tomatoes grown undercover can sometimes succumb to red spider mites, which thrive in warm, dry conditions. Overcrowding, poor hygiene and lack of ventilation are common reasons for a spike in these malevolent mites. You'll know they've arrived when you can see the very fine webbing across the leaves, and on closer inspection, the tiny red mites. Leaves gradually lose their colour and can turn mottled. Red spider mites aren't great news because they weaken tomatoes as they suck on the sap, a problem only compounded by their penchant for already drought-stressed plants. The solution, of course, is to avoid letting plants dry out in the first place, while ensuring humidity in the greenhouse remains high by damping down or wetting paths and other hard surfaces during the day. If mites do appear, act fast. Spraying or misting plants with water will create conditions the mites loathe, but conversely may increase the risk of blight. Alternatively, introduce one of a number of biological controls to feed on the mites. The most popular is Phytocelius persimilis, an energetic little fellow similar in size to the mites, but with a voracious appetite for them. Biological controls are also available from two other tomato troublemakers, whitefly and aphids, which visit from early summer to feed on plants and leave their sticky calling card of honeydew or bug poo. Planting companion flowers near tomatoes can help to draw in natural predators, including hoverflies and ladybirds. French marigolds are often grown among tomatoes for this reason and offer very tangible benefits to gardeners in the know. All flowers, no fruits. Your tomatoes may be in rude health, but failing to produce any fruits at all. Lacklustre fruit set occurs for a number of reasons, including a scarcity of pollinators, such as bees, a lack of nutrition and poor ventilation, leading to soaring temperatures. Tomatoes are self-fertile. The flowers can pollinate themselves. But fruit set dramatically improves with bees, also assigned to the task. The first task on your job list, then, is to make sure our buzzing buddies can actually get at the flowers. Bumblebees are especially efficient at pollinating because they produce low vibrations as they contract their flight muscles, a phenomenon known as buzz pollination that literally shakes the pollen free so it can work its magic. If the bees aren't forthcoming, it's easy enough to mimic these vibrations by tapping, twanging, or twiddling supports or flowers. Temperatures in greenhouses can reach unnatural levels, drying out the air and even sterilising pollen, so it's useless. If your greenhouse regularly sits above 30 degrees Celsius or 86 degrees Fahrenheit during the day and fails to drop low enough at night, then it's likely your tomatoes will struggle to set fruit. I think you know what's coming next. Open ventilators and doors, keep plants properly watered and fed, and in extreme weather, damp down hard surfaces to raise humidity, which will also help to put paid to potential spider mite infestations. Maintaining optimal conditions for your tomatoes, or as close to optimal as you can muster, will give you the best chances of enjoying ripe fruits from those that do set. Good nutrition can't be overemphasised, and regular additions of a high potassium liquid fertiliser more than pays off. Or take things a step further and make your own naturally potassium-rich comfrey tea by steeping leaves in water for a potent brew. Feeding should have begun at the first sign of flowers and should continue until the final fruits are picked. Reliably vigorous varieties provide more certainty in disappointing summers, while grafting tomatoes give incredible yields in double-quick time, more than compensating for the initial outlay. I've tried grafted tomatoes and can vouch for their superiority. I planted mine into a window box, secured to an upstairs window ledge, then left the plants to trail down. Because of this, they didn't require any supports or pinching out, just regular watering and feeding. The warmth radiated from the south-facing wall certainly helped, and despite this unconventional way of growing cordon tomatoes, I enjoyed a summer-long supply of second-to-none tasty tomatoes. Of course, adequate direct sunshine, warmth and support for ground-level tomatoes is essential to progressing your tomatoes to harvest, as is starting seedlings off early enough in the season, from early to mid-March, to ensure good-sized plants by the time they're ready to plant out. These are the main pointers to troubleshooting, or better still, completely avoiding the worst that the growing season can throw at you and your tomatoes. Keep them strong and healthy, outwit the pests and encourage the good guys, and you should enjoy tomato perfection this summer. Blight-resistant tomatoes. Crimson Crush F1. A lot of excitement surrounds the launch of this tomato. It shrugs off blight by growing away from infection to produce new healthy growth and large sweet fruits. Available from Sutton's. Lizano F1. This cherry tomato is a trailing plant that's just the job for containers and larger hanging baskets. It's easy to grow, no supports or pinching out. Available from Dobies. Mountain Magic F1. It's an F1 hybrid, but has the flavour of a classic heritage tomato. The heavy sweet fruits are borne by plants of exceptional all-round disease resistance. Available from Thomas and Morgan. How to encourage fruit set. Step 1. Growing in a greenhouse, make sure the bees can get in by opening doors and vents. Flowers such as marigolds will also help to entice them in. Step 2. Twang or tap supports to help dislodge the pollen and encourage fertilisation, or softly twiddle the flowers between your finger and thumb. Step 3. Check growing conditions. Ventilate greenhouse tomatoes in hot weather and water and feed plants regularly so they're strong and healthy. Know the signs. Tomato blight. brown patches on fruits that lead to decay, brown lesions on stems and shriveled, collapsing foliage. Blossom end rot, round, dark, sunken patches at the flowering end of the fruit, furthest from the stem. Mineral deficiency. Various symptoms depending on deficiency. Magnesium, for example, shows up as discoloration between leaf veins. Not so hard graft. Grafted tomato plants are widely available from the major seed companies. Once the preserve of commercial growers, grafting offers a number of benefits to the kitchen gardener. Vigour. Plants are more vigorous, leading to earlier cropping and bigger yields. Tougher. Not the fruits, the plants. Their vigour makes them well suited to growing outside. Resilient. They shrug off soil-borne pests and diseases while tolerating nutritional disorders. Seed suppliers. Dobies. Ring them on 0844 967 0303 or dobies.co.uk. Suttons. Ring them on 0844 326 2200 or suttons.co.uk. Thompson and Morgan. Ring them on 0844 573 1818 or thompson-morgan.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.